Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 138.
House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Wheatley. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer on the floor, as well as our guests in the gallery, and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Representative Wheatley. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have blessed us with another day. Anoint us with wisdom and determination so that we put this precious gift to good use. Grant that we will always recognize the opportunities placed before us to do good. Guide us so that the decisions we make and the actions we take will further the cause of freedom and opportunity throughout this state that we love. Build in each of us a heart that trusts in you so that we can face the challenges of the day without fear or hesitation, knowing that with you, all things are possible. We ask only that when this day is done, we can say that in some way we made a difference for someone. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October the 5th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Dixon moves the journal for October 5th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Clerk members, chair directs that House Bill 259, short titles Protect Voting Systems, Foreign Interference. The chair is going to strike the referral to the Committee on Rules, the serial referral there. And once that bill is reported from the Elections Law and Campaign Finance Reform, assuming it is reported favorably, that clerk's instructed to add that to tomorrow's calendar. Members, we will be receiving a number of bills from the Senate today. And the chair intends to, that those, whether if we get them in today or if we receive them tomorrow, that those bills will likely be added to tomorrow's calendar. So members are encouraged to take a look at the Senate calendar, at the bills that are on their calendar, as those will more than likely be taken up for tomorrow. Chair's not reviewed the exact final number of bills that were on there. I saw them preliminarily last week. So I don't know if anything's changed there, but, just for the sake of full notice and disclosure, members should assume that all of those bills on the calendar, although all those very well may not be on the calendar for tomorrow, whether they are received today or whether they are received tomorrow from the Senate. Budget negotiations are ongoing. In fact, that's why we were late starting session. My apologies to our members who are here, but we're having some very frank conversations, and we are where we are. With that, notices and announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, October the 7th at
11 a.m.
At 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Dixon moves, seconded by Representative Cleveland, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 7th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Representative Mills is recognized to send forth Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform Committee Report, House Bill 259, Protect Voting Systems, Foreign Interference, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute for House Bill 259, Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for tomorrow, the 7th. Special messages from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 183, House Committee Substitute Fourth edition, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate mandatory waiting periods for driver's license restoration or limited driving privileges if the person is operating a motor vehicle that has a functioning ignition interlock system on it at all. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is noted. Special message from the Senate Chamber, October 6, 2021. Mr. Speaker has ordered the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopts the report of the conferees for Senate Bill 191, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act providing patient visitation rights will not be impacted during declared disasters and emergencies, and directing the Department of Health and Human Services to impose a civil penalty for any violation of those rights when the appropriate action is taken by both chambers. The bill will be ordered and enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is further noted. Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate, House Bill 165, Senate Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the transportation and motor vehicle laws of the state for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 165 will be calendared 36B for the 7th tomorrow. The following special message is received from the Senate, House Bill 624, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to enact the North Carolina Financial and Insurance Regulatory Sandbox Act and establish the North Carolina Innovation Council for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 624, calendar 36B for the 7th. The following special message is received from the Senate, House Bill 761, Senate Committee Substitute 2nd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the penalties for breaking and entering into certain law enforcement vehicles and for the theft of certain law enforcement equipment, to make technical corrections to Session Law 2021-18 and to make technical corrections to the Session Law 2021-123 for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 761, calendar 36B for the 7th. House Bill, following special message received from the Senate, House Bill 854, Senate Committee Substitute 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide reforms to local government and zoning authority to increase housing opportunities and to make various changes and clarifications to zoning statutes for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 854, calendar 36B for the 7th. And the following special message received from the Senate, House Bill 951, Senate Committee Substitute 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Utilities Commissions to, one, take all reasonable steps to achieve a 70% reduction in emissions of carbon dioxide from electrical public utilities from 2005 levels by the year 2030 and carbon neutrality by the year 2050, to authorize a performance-based regulation of electric public utilities, three, proceed with rulemaking and scrutinization of certain costs and other matters, and four, allow potential modification of certain existing power purchase agreements with eligible small power producers for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 951, calendar 36B for the 7th. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 264, short title Emergency Powers Accountability Act, the bill is withdrawn from the calendar 36B, referred to the Committee on Rules, and subsequently withdrawn from rules and recommitted to the calendar 36B. Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate, Senate Bill 424, second edition, bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the Private Protective Services Board and the Private Protective Services profession. This bill, having been read a first time, is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.